Hey everybody, it's Kimmy. This is just a random reminder of something I had on my mind, and so it's okay to not be okay, even when we have this social media making it seem the completely opposite way. I'm not mad that we do it. I'm mad that we feel that we have to. You know, before social media, it's always been a thing. You know, going to PTA meetings, going to the sporting events, going to school, acting like all is well in your family home or your life or within yourself. And it's been long before social media, but obviously it's at a higher volume and more visual because, you know, social media makes it more common. You can just get on social media, post something, whatever, and it looks like it's your life. But believe me, you know, I've been there. But less and less and less nowadays, I don't, like, when I'm not feeling good or about myself, I don't feel the need to put on a front like I'm okay. You know, I will be open with social media about anxiety, about, you know, being lost, really not knowing what I want to do in life. You know, all of those things when those things happen to me. You know, I like to be transparent about the fact that life is hard as shit. But yeah, by far my least favorite thing that happens on any social media platform is the fact that so many people are truly struggling deep, 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 deep down. I mean truly struggling. I'm not just talking about having a bad day, bad week, you know, even a bad month. That's cool, whatever. I mean, you got some true, true, true issues, but you feel the need to make it seem because you took a shot at wherever you went last Thursday or Friday and, you know, it makes your life look glamorous. I don't know. If you're unhappy as a whole and you see what's going on in your life and posting the prettiest pictures where someone could easily think you're not having any trouble, then think about that for the next time you think it's reasonable to judge somebody else's Instagram as if it were their reality. It's not. It never is. Everyone's life is hard. What we see is like 4%. Even if they post every single day. I went through a time period where I posted every single day. I was looking at my timeline. I was like, that really, you couldn't really actually get a clear view. And I mean like 5 to 7 times a day I was posting. But that still doesn't give a clear view on what my life is. There's too many details that are not included. You really couldn't gather what I was doing at the time as, you know, as my reality. You could not see it on my Instagram. You know, they're more so struggling along with the fact of they're trying to keep up with the persona. If you're not doing this and, you know, you might be struggling a little bit and you might be posting a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, everyone is struggling. Life is difficult. Just don't compare because it's not reality. When you see someone's Instagram post, I don't even care if they went to Italy or, you know, what, that's so, so temporary. You know, they could be dealing with the craziest struggles you don't even know about. They could be not happy in Italy, but look happy. So yeah, there's just a million different things you don't see. It's just not reality. So I'm pretty sure I've gone on about this subject before in many different ways, but I like to reiterate it over and over again. So yeah, that about wraps it up. You know, FOMO is, it's not even a real thing. If you think about it, it's the fear of missing out, I get it, but you are not missing out on what you're actually thinking you're missing out on. You know, take your own Instagram, look at it, see if it reflects any reality on what you've been feeling the last day. It most likely just doesn't line up with having all of 100% of the details on what you're going through, thinking about, doing each day. It just doesn't. So keep that in mind when you look at someone else's Instagram. And have a good day.